Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour, it's time now for our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the lists that come out every week from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. So these are the charts for this past week, week of June 21st to the 25th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, to comment on, to work our way through the lists to find things that we really can add in terms of understanding what it is that's what are people talking about, what do we feel and sense. Jennifer not only does this program, she does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay is noted as social media experts, so she's watching and paying attention to the Twitter comments that people are making, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So at number 10, the Britney Spears case. I think we'll save that for our trending box, Jay. All right, we'll do that. But, you know, also,
I would think that's like number one or two on the list this week. It was such a huge story.
Mm-hmm. Right. So many revelations coming from that.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. The condo collapse, Jennifer, and the conversation around that causes, other than the fact that there are basically 100 people whose lives have been altered or discontinued by this, when you look at it, I think the building looks like it's about, what, 25, 20, maybe 30 years old?
Definitely during the 90s, there were complaints that were filed about the conditions, because the building's been sinking over the last several decades, and no one ever imagined that this would happen, and we don't know what the cause is. We've heard that there was some construction on the roof. We've heard that there have been reports about this being a building that was sinking and sinking very quickly. But I think it'll be some time before we get a conclusive answer as to what happened. Half of the building just kind of fell off, and it impacted a lot of nationals from other places, so Colombia, Venezuela, Paraguay.
People in the condo.
That
people were in
there, right?
Yeah, right.
And apparently,
go ahead,
Jay. Sorry.
I'm not just going to say. Apparently, the building failed inspections just even a year ago.
So what do you do about that? So what did the city do after they issued? They're still letting people live there. Why wouldn't they have cleaned the building out?
That's the question, right? What did the people know who were choosing to live there? What did what were the circumstances, I guess? And we'll probably find out more right now. It's still really a lot about trying to search through the rubble and find the 100 people that are still missing and unaccounted for. Were they there? Were they in the building? Were they not? That's the question. They've been hearing banging all along. Is that just the natural settling of the rubble, or are those people that are trying to make noise so that they can be discovered? It's got to be awful.
Yep. All right, number 9 on the list of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine is the Newsom recall, and what the Californians, there are some people who think it's a big waste of money because he's going to win anyway, and, you know, it's another attempt for the Republicans to take control, those bad Republicans. So are you?
Well, I think one of the easiest things, you know, we're doing a lot. There are a lot of recalls underway in our state at the state level with Newsom, and then with some district attorneys who are pretty awful. And the response is, well, this is just a right wing effort to unseat me. Well, it really isn't. The local recalls are being led by victims' rights groups, and many of them are outspokenly Democrat. They say, we're not Republicans. We didn't vote for Trump. We're not those people. We are the Democrats that are disenchanted with the people that are representing us. The same thing goes for Gavin Newsom. It's not just Republicans that signed that petition. It's independents, a lot of independents, and even some Democrats who are just tired of hearing one thing from our leaders and then seeing them act in a completely different manner. So the reason that it's trending this week is that it is absolutely official that Newsom is facing a recall. June 8th was the last day that people could take their signature off the ballot after they signed it.
Who does that?
Off of the petition.
Who does that?
Only 43 people in the state of California. They would have needed 200,000 people to change their mind. And one of the things that caused a bit of controversy is that Gavin Newsom wanted the list of people who signed the petition to be given to him so that he could target the people who signed so that they could try to go after them door to door and get them to change their mind, which is not cool, because when you sign a petition, you should have the right to privacy, just like when you vote, right? No one gets to know who you vote for unless you tell them. So that thankfully did not happen, although they're still pushing for it to happen in future recalls. But Newsom is going to face it. It's official. And now they're looking at trying to change the rules to make it earlier. If it goes under this current set of rules, it'll be November. If Gavin Newsom is successful in changing it, because he thinks he'll survive if he can get it over with quickly, it could be in late August or early September.
Yeah. I just noticed that the mayor, to go back to the condo collapse for a moment, the mayor says that apparently there are a lot of illegals in there, and he doesn't know why the building was occupied. Huh? Maybe you should speak to your building department, sir, and figure that one out. Okay, let's see. At number eight, the results of the primary in New York, Republican Curtis Sliwa, who's a talk radio host, won the Republican side. What's the story with this fellow who won? His name is Eric Adams. Happens to be number eight on the people list at talkers this week as well. So what's his story? Who knows?
You know, just kind of like the message that the recall of Gavin Newsom is sending, that in the furthest left state, the furthest left governor, like, in this country, is being recalled by his constituents. That was a message sent. Eric Adams also sent a message. He is someone who ran on against the message of defunding the police. And I think that's why you're seeing his popularity send a message to the Biden administration to come out and deal with this, that that's not a winning message for the Democrat Party. So he is,
well,
he calls himself
the
police.
Well, it isn't unless you're AOC or the squad. I mean, there's no, who else in the Democratic Party is beating that drum?
You'd be surprised. The whole progressive branch is for defunding the police. By and large, they are behind that, and that's why
it's idiotic.
Of course, it is.
The words are poorly chosen. Rearranging, or if you will, somehow.
And look
or
at
other.
What's happened to crime. I mean, forget the yes, the words are important, but look at cities that have defunded the police. They are all suffering. New York City is one of them. L.A. is one of them. They've all defunded the police, and now crime is hugely spiking. So Eric Adams ran on funding the police, but he calls himself the face of the new Democratic Party. He says that he is going to reorganize what has become a city that seems to be on the decline rather than on the upswing. He said that people want candidates that have calluses on their hands, and, you know.
Well, Bloomberg, certainly the last mayor was an idiot. This guy get elected. How did Blah Blasio get elected?
He had a lot of money behind him.
Is that what
and
it was?
You know, the thing with Eric Adams is that he's a former NYPD captain, so he got 31% of the voters' first choice picks. They did a ranked choice contest, so we'll see what happens. It'll be an interesting race.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, up next, our relationship with China is in the spotlight, number seven, as we continue our count up from number 10 to number 1. The story list here with Jay, she's going to go through all the things that are trending. And we'll get to lots more of our conversation here, so stand by for that right after this. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the Talk Radio Review, overview of the stories, our point of view from the DJVers, Monday through Friday, the DJV program on the air, and this is our way of complementing the official list and countdown that comes from Michael Harrison later on. With what we've discussed, with these issues being paramount on our mind. That's how they get to the number, you know, into the top ten. Number seven, our relationship with China. I suppose the Russians, too. The Chinese or the Russians involved at all in our pullout? Are there any behind-the-scenes shenanigans going on now that we're pulling our troops out of Afghanistan? Like, I wouldn't put it past the Chinese to support the Taliban and, you know,
well,
the Russians.
They,
well, the Russians
gain a lot by us.
Yeah.
The Chinese gain a lot by us leaving Afghanistan. That was the closest military base that the United States had to China, which was in Afghanistan. So that benefits them because we're not as close anymore. But Russia has made interesting bedfellows with us over over extreme Islamists. And remember, they had a lot of terror problems in their country as well. And so we worked together a lot with Russia. No one really talked about it, but we worked together a lot with Russia, like going against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So I have a feeling this was one of the things that Putin asked Biden about in the meeting that they had about what was going to happen when we pull out of Afghanistan. So I think Russia's watching pretty closely because they don't have anything to gain from another situation where an ISIS would blow up like it did when we were getting out of Iraq. So,
Well, they suffered the same fate as did we. In reality, you didn't beat the Taliban. The Taliban beat Russia. I don't know that they beat us, but we've given in or given over. How'd you like to live in a place like that? Think about it for a second. Think about what life must be like in Afghanistan. Or
I think
anything.
That's why I get so like impassioned and crazed when I hear people that like poop all over the America and the flag and all of that. Because think about all the other places that people could live, that you could live. And then you think, you know, I know we're not perfect, but boy, would you rather live here or in a cave in Afghanistan? You know, it's a clear it's a clear choice for me.
Yeah, everybody, let's hear it for the caves in Afghanistan. Okay, number six this week, the situation with our southern border and what a mess immigration is. The idea of immigration reform kind of going out the window, ladies, yeah?
Yeah, I think immigration reform is always being discussed and tossed around, but it's really hard to get everybody on the same page because everybody has such different ideas about what that means. I think probably the story that is the biggest this week is the crisis at the border continues, and there's been a ton of pressure on Kamala Harris, who was named like 93 days ago by the Biden administration, to be the czar for
very
the border.
Very effective. She's been very effective in that role.
And so she never would go. And, in fact, when people asked her about the border, she would laugh about it. And I think most famously about a week or two ago, she was asked about going to the border, and she said, I've already been. And the reporter, I think it was,
why should I go back again?
Yeah, she's like, I've already been. And they said, no, you haven't. And she said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. So now she's going because Trump announced he was going on the 30th, and the administration couldn't be shown up by a former president going to the border before they did.
Yeah. Well, what's to be, it's all grandstanding as far as I'm concerned. The people on both sides of the border, the people that live there, they're the important part of the story. And this whole situation has created a god-awful mess for the people living down there. 21 after the hour, trending items up next.
The Talk Radio Countdown. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. It's time for our, hourly on the DJV program. We have Jay go into what's trending. And so this week, we have it used on our Countdown Extra, if you want to call it that, our review of the hot hits. Britney Spears says she wants abusive conservatorship to end. That's the headline. So what about this 20-minute? I was surprised it wasn't longer than that, actually, Jay.
There was so much revealed that it did. It seemed like it went a lot longer. But yeah, mm-hmm. Britney wants her conservatorship to end. She revealed a lot of the issues that were going on with it. There's the Free Britney movement of fans getting behind her saying, you know, lift the conservatorship, and Britney finally spoke out for herself and said that, you know, it's been years of abuse. She's traumatized. She revealed the fact that she has an IUD in her and she wants to get married and have a baby, and she's not permitted to have it removed.
And above anything else, the women's movement would be on top of that like a ton of brick. They were kind of a cretin. And that's what her father is. I don't think it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out. Last night at dinner, I was talking with my family about this, and I equated to Michael Jackson and what he, it's not Michael Jackson, but Michael Jackson's father, Jackson 5, and what he did. But this goes way beyond that, Jay, because of the kinds of controls on thought, what your body is. It's just,
yeah,
how does this
happen? Her boyfriend of 5 years can't even drive her in his car, and a lot of people kept commenting on the father.
Who's the judge then? How does the judge allow this? How is there a judge who puts up
judge. This is how the law is written in California, and it is extremely difficult to break a conservatorship
But how do you get one in the first place?
Right.
A judge had to decide on that, right?
And, you know, it's possible she was in the state of mind, and she maybe trusted her dad that she didn't fight it and went along with it. But it is hard to break. And so the judge has she has her hands tied. She can only do certain things. It's a whole process to try to make this work. And maybe Britney will be the catalyst to change the law on this in California.
She said, I've lied, told everybody I'm okay and I'm happy. That's a lie. I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I've been traumatized. I've been faking it. Now I'm telling you the truth. I'm not happy. I can't sleep. I'm depressed. I cry every day. That's pretty strong stuff, right?
Yeah, she's held captive, and she's been making all of this money having to pay for her captivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a slow reality.
Yeah.
Okay, what are our listeners saying on social media? I see a lot of people commenting on the conservatorship, the hearing itself anyway, and the revelations.
Cheryl Grazik says, you can only imagine how much money is in her accounts at 40 years old. It's her money. If she blows it all, so what?
Right.
Yep. Holly Pittman asks if she's just looking for publicity.
I don't think so.
Billy Dale Cummings says, let her have her life back. And Colleen Maxey Smith chimes in with, unbelievable, she's earned that money. She is a grown woman / mother. We've all had some kind of issues at some time in our lives. Doesn't make it a lifetime of craziness. Give her her life back. And then all caps, all of it.
Right. All right, a couple of other things that are trending, like the Delta variant. What are people saying about that?
People are not here for it. They don't even want to hear about it. David Morris says LMAO panic porn 2.0. Well, Sam Watson says BS. It's another plandemic. Only a fool would believe these fools.
Well, I think
people are done
to that. Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear about health stuff at all right now. We're health out.
Let's go. All right. Guys, quick thoughts on Laurel Hubbard being the first person to qualify for the Olympics.
Yeah, and pretty much everybody has chimed in that she is a male and should not be part of this. Jeremy Wood says, I don't care if they want to add another class that has trans women competing against other trans women, but this seems ridiculous and totally unfair. While Donnie Smith says women can still compete for silver and bronze. Mind you, Laurel Hubbard she's ranked fourth in the world. She's not even number one, two, or three.
Yeah.
She can't compete as a man.
That's maybe it. It's 28.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We reserved a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force and violating George Floyd's civil rights.
This is USA Radio News. With the U.S. troops drawing back from Afghanistan continuing, there are now concerns about protecting women and children who are often targeted by the Taliban. The president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, visited the U.S. and noted what progress has been made in his nation's attitudes.
What moves me in my daily work is meeting with young girls from schools. And when I ask them, how many of you want to become president? 80-90% of the hands go up.
He spoke with lawmakers about further U.S. help protecting against the Taliban and COVID-19. A 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence was announced in court in Minneapolis for former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill explained to him why.
This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back at 34 past the hour with our review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, the ancillary piece from the DJV program's point of view. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, Victoria is off today. So we're at number five, the drought, heat wave. Jennifer, you're a West Coaster. How is it? What's it doing for the production of food? What are you seeing as far as prices are concerned at the supermarket in California?
Everything is sky high with prices. I mean, I haven't seen prices this high in forever. It's just, it's expensive. It's expensive to do anything. Gas is expensive. They pass that on to consumers when you're talking about food. The trucking business has taken a hit. Obviously, grocery stores trying to take new precautions with COVID. So I think everything is just like coming together as this perfect storm, and it's expensive. As far as the drought goes, it's been hot in California where I live, although this last week has been a little bit cooler. But one of the stories is that the California government, Sacramento, is denying farmers the right to use water in Central California because they cite drought-like conditions. So there are a lot of farmers who are losing their business or being forced out of state because they can't water their crops, which is pretty crazy.
Well, I'm looking at some farmers. You know, I do the American Family Farmer program that's heard on a lot of these same stations and in podcast form every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And one of the big items this week, the cost of food, with an overview specifically of what people who raise beef, farmers that are raising beef, because your steak is more expensive. There was a story, a profile of a restaurant in San Francisco that I saw. It's called Harris's. You know that restaurant, Jennifer? In San Francisco?
Oh, yeah, Harris Ranch. Yeah.
It's a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. So the price of an 8-ounce filet with two sides has gone up to $56.
Jeez.
One meal at this place, $56. And as people, the chef of the, well, he's actually the owner, says he's paying 40% more now for the steaks that he buys in comparison to what he paid last year. And he buys them from Iowa raised, mostly Midwestern Dakota raised beefers. But the idea here that all the money is going to the farmer is ridiculous. As a matter of fact, when you look, I was looking and talking to the fellow, a 63-year-old farmer, who in the post-pandemic world is trying to make a living. And he's suffering with the same things that we're talking about here. People buying grain or feed for their feedlots are raising it. The tensions that are created by the big four conglomerates that are controlling the price of beef, Cargill, Tyson Foods, the National Beef Company, the Chinese company that bought out the pork producer, Smithfield, yeah. So those are the people that are getting the money. The farmers aren't getting it. It's those four big, huge, 80% of the processed beef sold in our country comes through these big four companies. And you don't think that affects the cost of what you're getting? They are, it's like the big gas companies, right? Mobil, Exxon, and that bunch, they control what you pay for gas. The people who are getting it out of the ground,
it's all related.
Yeah, exactly. All of it is related. And to not understand that or not realize that, and to want to do something about it, it seems to me, once again, we've got the farmers taking it in the And here's another thing that has to do with farming and the cost of food this week. The American Farm Bureau finding a very interesting loophole, if you will, in the Environmental Protection Agency's announcement. They're going to reverse some of the waters protection rules. This is not good for our system because the amount of scrutiny that small family farmers are getting way overdoes what the big conglomerates, the big ag business are doing or what they're being asked to do. And so when you look at the cost of that for our food system, in the government, one hand doesn't know what the other is doing. Frank, they say, we're going to help the farmers out, and then they send the EPA around to close farmers down because they've got a puddle in their driveway that they're not monitoring. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff, and people should know that, frankly.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
I was thinking about when you were doing raw milk, and they kept your samples in the car over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations on that. And then the influence, I go off on this toot every week, but it's true, the Chinese influence in our food system, and the fact that they're buying as much. I think I did this. I don't know that I talked about it on the DJV program, but I did talk about it on the American Family Farmer. The influence of the Chinese buying all this grain. You know, the farmers are all the commodity folks, the big commodity markets in Chicago. Oh, they were thrilled this week because the Chinese put in an order for tons and tons and tons of corn and beans and grains and stuff, and everybody said, wow, that's great. But do you realize what the Chinese are doing? They're making you dependent on them. So you grow a lot more stuff. This is my cynical mind working. They provide feed and grain and things the Chinese need. And then one day the Chinese say, well, you know what? I think we're going to buy all of our stuff from Brazil or other countries in South America. We're not going to buy from America anymore. And here, if we become as dependent as we are right now on the Chinese buying our stuff, and all of a sudden they stop, what does that do to the farm economy? What does that do to the economy of our country? Think about that as you think about putting all of your eggs in one basket, as it were. All right, so let's see. Let's move on into number four on the list from Talkers Magazine, the investigation into all of the, whether it's January 6th or election fraud. I don't know what there is left to say, ladies, about that. I think at this point we've had it. We know what we need to know.
Well, I think maybe we've all had it, but there's a lot that's still going on. Pelosi this week said that she's going to be doing a select committee on the January 6th riot, insurrection, whatever you want to call it. The problem with that is that as a select committee, this is a completely partisan effort. There's not one Republican that sits on the committee. It's going to be just all Democrats, and they're going to be using it to try to run against Republicans in the midterm elections next year, right, to try to scare people away from voting. And I don't know. It's just, there's already investigations underway. There's already been charges made. The fact that we have now another political committee doesn't seem very smart. And then on the election side, there's all sorts of audits that are going on right now that are turning up all kinds of things in Arizona, in Georgia, particularly
like
Wisconsin.
What are they turning up?
They're turning up the fact that most, I think there's over in Arizona, there's over like 100,000 ballots that lost their chain of what is it called? Their chain of ownership or whatever it is. So basically, they have ballots that were counted, but that no one knows where they came from. Every ballot, the reason you have like the little barcode on your ballot is that once it's turned in, they're able to see, they're able to track it until it's counted. They've had a whole lot, and literally the number's around 100,000 ballots that showed up in Arizona that were counted and no one knows where they came from.
Huh.
This is the same. So that is, yeah, that is of concern. Is it going to overturn the election? You know, I think that's what everybody's afraid of. Forget all that stuff, but let's figure out how not to have this stuff happen again, right? Mm-hmm. I think the investigations and the audits are important. Do I think President Trump's going to be sworn in and President Biden's going to be kicked out of the White House? No way. I think people who think that are a little bit off the reservation.
Yeah.
Let's figure out what's going on. I mean, in California, there was a big audit by the Election Integrity Project, which is nonpartisan, and it shows that there's like, I mean, millions, 1.8 million more people registered to vote in California than are eligible. I mean, these are big problems. Those are numbers that, when you talk about elections that are determined by like 300 votes, or in Arizona, what was it, 11,000 votes, this is meaningful stuff. We got to figure this out. We just have to.
All right, 43 after the hour. You're right. Number two, by the way, I think is tied in the voting bill that was blocked, all that stuff. It's the same. It's all tied together. In a moment, let's take a quick gander at the vaccine situation and the Delta variant as the number one item this week. No surprise, continues to be COVID. Be nice when that's changed. At talkers.com, you can find the list of the people. Also find the lists at djvshow.com and on our social media, Twitter and Facebook especially. Britney Spears comes in at number 10 on the people list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. At number 8, the two mayoral candidates who made it through the ranked choice primary, Curtis Sliwa, Republican, Eric Adams, the Democrat. Bad Vlad, Pukin' Putin, number 7. Ms. Harris, Vice President Harris, at 6. Chuck Schumer, the dealmaker, is 5. I guess Joe Manchin, number 4. He's the dealmaker. Mitch McConnell is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2. He still is holding on. A lot of people are calling for his resignation, and maybe that's appropriate. At number 1, Joe Biden. Is he responsible for bringing the Republicans and the Democrats together? That's one of the big questions, and perhaps the answer will play out in the next week or so. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. Our, it's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of June 21st to the 25th includes at number 10 the focus on Britney Spears. She's actually number 10 on the people list as well. At number 9, the recall in California. And number 8 has the mayoral. Some politics or people running for their offices in 8 and 9 would go together, I think, in that circumstance. Number 7, the story of our relationship with China, especially when it comes to food, the realities of how much food they're controlling in our country. The immigration problem at 6, the heat wave and the drought, what that's doing to the cost of food. Number 5, the investigation into election fraud, that sort of thing. Number 4, the economy is 3. The voting bill, number 2, and COVID is number 1. This week on the story list at Talkers. All right, 46 and change after the hour now on the review. The hot hits in talk radio are the subject matter of this hour on the DJV program. And with the countdown put together here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan normally here, not this week. Jay Kirshner, we're going to start a segment called Fake News Friday.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. What's the number one fake story this week, ladies?
Well, I was just reading in the L.A. Times, on Friday's L.A. Times, they have an article about how the yoga community has been infiltrated by QAnon, and that there are a lot of people who are, like, in the yoga lifestyle or who would consider themselves very spiritual that also believe in the QAnon stuff. And so I just thought it was kind of interesting, and we were laughing that, like, so many headlines are wild, and how many of them are crazy, how many of them are true, and it would be a fun little bit to put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, figure out what's real, what's not.
One of our listeners out in California sent me a note. We were talking about the cost of food and all that sort of thing. No water in California equals no feed in California equals high prices of beef. The price of hay, I know what that is. Crazy. All right, so let's get
to... Lots of cows escaped the slaughterhouse this week in California. So
right, there was, I don't know. The police chased them down. There for the police.
God love them. They're like, you know, we got to get out of here. Bob disappeared. Next.
All right, so let's
Going in there down the hall.
Remember Clara Pella? And
where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Okay, so if you want free meat for a year, there's an offer in Chicago from one of the meat packers there. If you get a COVID shot, you could get beef, pork, and chicken for a year. 50 families are going to be...
These incentives, some of them are so crazy.
I know.
I can't even deal with it.
I know. It really is. Free beef for a year. Okay. So anyway, this is for the people that work for this company. They have thousands of U.S. employees, and they say 70% of their employees are vaccinated, and they want the rest of them to get vaccinated, so they'll enhance, or the offer is, if you get the shots, we'll put you in a lottery, and we're going to give away to 50 of our employees enough meat for a year. So would that get you to get a shot, Jay? You get a shot if you were told, okay, I'm giving you a free meat for a year?
Well, I mean, I have to be honest, I'm questioning eating meat anymore after just the cow escape story.
Yeah,
I'm
kind of like,
I don't want to eat cows anymore.
So that, me too.
I haven't had any beef.
Now, if
and
you give me
and I have
ice cream, how about free ice cream for a year?
Oh, I'm here for that.
Let's do
yes,
a free
ice cream.
Yes,
I can do that. Cream. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or no, with
I
Jennifer.
Have it just that. Depends what you're paying with.
Free wine for Jennifer.
Yes,
that would work. 100%. Right?
Oh, wait. Can I change? I want to be in the wine category.
The wine.
Well, you can mix wine and ice cream. Have you ever done that?
Wine. Especially like a blackberry
cream?
Wine. Pour that over some vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream. Yum. Right. See, we just solved the COVID problem. It's done. We're done now, right?
Yeah.
Don't worry about
us from the beginning.
Exactly. Don't worry about the Delta variant. Actually, the stuff this week does show that if you get the shots, pretty much that is helping to keep all this stuff from spreading. Food for thought for sure, pardon the pun. At 10 before the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now. This is a review of the top five stories in the world of technology as organized by Victoria Keelan. Victoria's not here today, so my pal Jay Kirshner is going to work with me to go through the top five. I'll start with the number five one, and you can do four. Pretty exciting how this works, Jay, right?
I like
very,
it, yeah.
Very creative, yeah. Okay, at number five this week, the solution to problems at night, if you do not get enough rest, apparently doesn't lie in a new app or a new supplement, rather in an evening ritual beloved by grandparents and parents all over the place. The novel approach to counting sheep is reading an actual book and not downloading a book on your Kindle. That doesn't count either. There's a poll that found 15 out of 20 millennials are on their phones before they go to bed. 75% of the group, actually, that's probably a conservative estimate. The number, maybe 86% of millennials, reported trouble sleeping after being on their phone. Duh. It's like watching television, especially the evening news, right? If you want to compare and contrast that, 9% of those who are over the age of 55 said that they experienced sleep problems linked to the phone. So that would tell you, I guess, that those people who are my age don't use the phone before they go to bed. And people who are millennials or younger, your age, Jay, and younger, they are using their phone. So you put your phone by your bedstand at night? Do you and your husband have the phone right there by you?
Well, I use my phone as an alarm clock, and I have it to vibrate. So it's right next to me. and the baby sleeps in our room, so it's kind of like I need really quick, easy access to grab it once it wakes me up so it doesn't wake anybody else up.
Got it. Well, it does shift your circadian rhythms, apparently. Throws your body off of its natural wake and sleep cycle. Experts recommending avoiding blue light 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed. So that's not a good thing. And that, again, sort of TV plays the same role. All right, Jay, what's at number 4 this week?
NBC's Peacock streaming app is finally coming to Fire TV and Fire tablets. It officially arrived on Amazon devices this week, and the company announced that the app would be supported across Fire TV products. This includes Fire TV Stick Lite, Fire TV Stick 4K, and Fire TV and smart TVs. So, you know, that's going to be great. Viewers will be able to get The Office, 30 Rock, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, some sporting events, including Sunday Night Football, the Tokyo Olympics, and WWE SummerSlam.
So you're gonna do you have this already, or do you are you, gonna, are you persuaded
I have the free,
to get it?
Yeah, I have the free version, but Peacock does have premium ad supported tiers, $5 per month, and then the ad free experience costs $10 per month.
That's sort of all the ads are worth is $10 a month. That's kind of a startler actually for those of us in the advertising business. Okay, number 3, Google appears to have automatically installed a COVID exposure notification app for people who live in my home state of Massachusetts on some of the Android phones here. System not only active if you, it only is active if you turn it on. The app is called Mass Notify. A lot of Android users say it was silently installed on their phones, no notifications. This is what do you expect from these people like Google? And Apple, they're out to control everything. Your world, your thoughts. This is crap. But this is what's going on, and they're able to do it. I find it, it's on Android phones, though, only, right? Is that, if you have an iPhone, do you have an iPhone, Jay, or do you have an Android phone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone, but it's the Android phones that had the app automatically added.
Right, added. Yeah. Okay. All right, number 2, what's going on with the FCC?
They have combined 2 categories of text message alerts into one. There's the presidential alerts and the alerts from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, otherwise known as FEMA. The two will now be in a new national alerts category, active on devices, and they will receive the wireless emergency alerts. And the goal of this is to warn the public of natural disasters and other crisis situations. There was that 2018 false alert in Hawaii where residents were warned of an imminent ballistic missile threat that ended up not being real, and that highlighted the need for improvements in the alert system.
I'm not buying it. Number 1 this week, top tech story has to do with John McAfee. Victoria taught me how to pronounce his name. If you have a capital A, then that makes it more
McAfee.
Pronounced. McAfee, apparently. Anyway, he faced extradition from Spain to the U.S. on tax-related criminal charges, found dead inside his cell in Spain. Spain's national court had approved the extradition of McAfee, so I think he was visited by the same people who visited Epstein, right, before he died.
Sounds like a possibility.
Right. they're doing international work now, these people. That's it, the Tech Review, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.